Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Anheuser-Busch has announced that apparently the chick that did the Mulvaney campaign, their head of like marketing, she's no longer, quote, with the company. Yeah, you think? And Anheuser-Busch decided they were going to do some damage control by getting back on Twitter. That just backfired in their face because everybody was taunting them and messing with them, right? They also had a tweet they deleted that said, go woke, ! From a little while back. They've deleted that tweet now because people were mocking them with that old tweet as well, which is even funnier. And then you had the Anheuser-Busch CEO. Now, this was stupid for him to take this long to do this interview, but he decided to do it. And it was a bad interview, by the way. He went on CBS Mornings. It was the safest place for him to go because Gayle King and them are not going to ask any tough questions, okay? They did ask him this question about Dylan Mulvaney. Now, to be clear, so you know, Dylan Mulvaney's the dude that has a penis that dresses like a chick that Anheuser-Busch put on a can, okay? So understand that. I want you to hear Anheuser-Busch's CEO, younger guy, Brennan Whitworth, and here's what he had to say about basically having no regrets about the decision literally to destroy Bud Light, and suggests that he would even do it again, which is a reason why I said from the beginning, unless they decide to come out and say, we screwed up and we're so sorry and we alienated our customers and we're never going to do it again, then don't believe any of their PR marketing with their Harley Davidson campaign or their 4th of July campaign or whatever the crap they try to do next because they don't actually believe it. And that is exactly what happened today with the CEO. Listen.
Given the moment we're in, this moment in America with trans issues at the top of a Republican social or conservative political agenda, knowing what you know now, if you could go back, would you send this can to this one person again?
There's a big social conversation taking place right now, and big brands are right in the middle of it. And it's not just our industry or Bud Light. It's happening in retail. It's happening in fast food. And so for us, what we need to understand is, deeply understand and appreciate, is the consumer and what they want, what they care about, and what they expect from big brands.
So this is a part of why you're getting it from all sides, because I asked you, would you do it again? And people on the trans rights side of things, supporting that community, want you to say, yes, of course, we want that fortitude. And people on the right would criticize you for saying yes. So where are you on the issue? I mean, was this a mistake?
You know, Bud Light has supported LGBTQ since 1998. So that's 25 years. And as we've said from the beginning, we'll continue to support the communities and organizations that we've supported for decades. Mm-hmm. But as we move forward, you know, we want to focus on what we do best, which is brewing great beer for everyone, listening to our consumers, being humble and listening to them, making sure that we do right by our employees, take care and support our partners, and ultimately make an impact in the communities that we serve.
All right. So to be clear, I guess he's saying they do it again, right? He has no regret about the decision to destroy Bud Light. He has no regrets about basically working with Mulvaney. He makes it clear that they're still standing by what they believed in the day that they did the deal with Mulvaney, a dude with a penis dressed like a chick. And they're still a cutting edge company that he's going to run into the ground. What's even funnier than that is the fact that CBS News actually asked him another question. And a lot of people don't know this. Brendan Whitworth was actually a CIA employee at one point in his career before he went to Bud Light and collapsed Bud Light. And I want you to hear how they asked him about that. It's hysterical.
We should point out that you're a former United States Marine and you were also at the Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA.
Correct.
So you know a little bit about stress.
Yeah.
Just a tiny bit.
Just a little bit.
How did you go from the CIA to Anheuser-Busch?
You know, I thought the highest calling that anybody can have is serving the country. But for, you know, personal reasons, made the decision after 8 years in service of the country to move into business. I worked for PepsiCo for a number of years, and I came here 10 years ago, and I've been in this position for 2 years.
You still like this job?
I love this job, so, and I love the company.
Uh-huh.
And it really is, as I mentioned, an American institution. And it's really, to me, one degree of separation away from the United States, the American flag. And so even though I'm not serving the country anymore, I still feel like I have an opportunity to support the country. And that's exactly what Anheuser-Busch gives us the opportunity to do.
And you're feeling you'll get through this.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So in other words, the American flag we'll talk about, and we're happy to bring up his service to America when it's convenient. I found that aspect of this a little bit condescending to the audience. Like, I found what he just said there just a little bit like in your face. Like, are you kidding me? Like, you're now going to go from Dylan Mulvaney to, oh, let's talk about your service to America. And you're one step away from serving your country while being at Anheuser-Busch. No, you're not. Like, I have no problem with people that make money. I love capitalism. I love working hard and making money. I don't mind whatever this guy's making. But don't sit there and then use your service to America to cover your AWS for a terrible business decision, which was to change your brand and alienate the redneck South, right? The fratty, I'm using their words, the fratty image of Bud Light by giving a customized Bud Light can in the wake of women. Remember, this wasn't even Gay Pride when they did this. This was for Women's March, like for Women's Month, whatever the hell they called it. Mulvaney was saying when they did the can, like, this is for Women's Empowerment Month or whatever. So they're now also telling you that they believe a dude with a chick is a woman. He was also asked how they're handling the massive drop in sales and people shooting Bud Light cans with guns, right? Because the fratty people are doing that. Yes, we are, by the way, and it's really fun. Listen.
And I think the fact remains that millions and millions of consumers enjoy Bud Light each and every day.
But
and
they're still mad, though, Brendan, because the sales have dropped. How are you handling that? I mean, no. As CEO, I want to know what this has been like for you when you've had so much vitriol on all sides, your sales are dropping. People, you know, we have people firing guns at Bud Light cans. I mean, it's just gotten really off the chain, crazy.
Yeah.
So how have you, how are you?
By the way, just so Gail King knows, and I just think it's important that I tell her this, it is not off the chains to shoot Bud Light cans. When you go shooting, especially when you're outdoor, you're shooting at something. And a lot of times, I mean, when I was growing up, we would shoot because we go to Walmart. We buy a case of Barbasol cans to shoot at because they were so cheap. That's the shaving cream. They would explode, and it was awesome. Then I remember buying Big K 3-liter bottles at Kroger and Big K 12-packs or 24-packs and shaking them up and then shooting them like skeet because it was so cheap. This idea that it's off the chains that people are shooting Bud Light is again, shows you there the disdain, okay, and the lack of understanding of the fratty South, as they would condescendingly talk about us. They don't understand middle America, and they don't want to. They just want to look down on it. And I want you to hear the CEO of Anheuser-Busch saying this, and watch how quickly he says it, okay, about the massive sales drops and the people shooting the Bud Light cans.
Grappling with that, handling that.
I think it's the impact, honestly, on the employees that weighs most on me. But again, as I mentioned, seeing the pride and the commitment that they have working on behalf of a 165-plus-year-old American institution is what gives us energy as we look to move forward and focus on what we do best.
So you're supposed to feel sorry for Anheuser-Busch for doing this, even though they haven't said they're sorry to you, even though they haven't said they alienated you and they screwed up, even as they're given an opportunity to say, yeah, we wouldn't do this again. It was just a bad decision, a bad choice by these marketing people who are no longer with the company. No, that's not it. Now, if you want to know who's to blame, CBS News was helping out Anheuser-Busch. They believe that this CEO is a hero because he stayed with it and stuck with it and isn't flinching and is still there at Anheuser-Busch and hasn't quit, gone home and cried. So he's somehow the hero in all this. And then if you want to know who they blame, it's Republicans, it's conservatives. Listen.
Any people in your position, Mr. Wentworth, would be running for the hills at this point. Because since April, you all have faced a lot of incoming. How and why did it go so off the rails? Because that certainly wasn't your intention when you did one can to one person.
It's been a challenging few weeks. And I think the conversation surrounding Bud Light has moved away from beer. And the conversation has become divisive. And Bud Light really does.
By the way, who did that? Who moved it away from beer? Right? Anyone want to talk about that? Who moved the conversation away from beer? Right. This has really moved away from beer, as he described it. Well, they did. They're the ones that moved away with this woke agenda, trying to get you to believe, OK, that somehow you should want to drink beer with a dude with a penis dressed like a chick. Telling you that you are that this dude with a penis is a woman when we all know it's not a woman. And if you don't believe it, then you're some sort of bigot or racist or homophobe or xenophobe, whatever you want to call it, right? The LGBTQ community, activist community will come after you. So Bud Light is now mad that they decide to have a conversation that had nothing to do, okay? It had nothing to do. I'm going to say it again. It had nothing to do with beer. And now they're saying it's sad and unfortunate that we're having this conversation that deals with beer or outside of beer. You the ones that decide to do this, sir. Nobody else put a gun to your head and said, hire a dude and promote a dude with a penis who acts like a woman during Women's Month.
It doesn't belong there. Bud Light should be all about bringing people together. And there's been impact on the business, and I think that's publicly covered on Bud Light specifically.
Yeah, so what was your intention? Take us to the beginning. What was your intention? What were you all trying to do here? And you've done this before, these promotional campaigns.
Yeah, it was, just to be clear, it was a gift, and it was one can. But for us, you know, as we look to kind of the future and we look to moving forward, we have to understand the impact that it's had. And like I said, you know, that impact has taken place.
By the way, the idea that he says it was a gift and it was one can, it was not a gift in one can. It was pushing an ideology. It was demanding that America bow and change its core beliefs to believe that a woman is the same as a man with a penis if he just wants to dress up like a woman. They did this themselves. After this interview, I feel even better about what's happened to the company. I hate it for the distributors. I hate it for the people that work there. But this CEO, like, if the distributors are smart, they would be demanding a new CEO. After watching this interview, it didn't make anything better. It made things worse. And if you're a shareholder, by the way, of Anheuser-Busch, you should be enraged by what they're doing with your money and your hard-earned investments. Right now, by the way, Budweiser now is down 1.11% since this interview took place. So it's costing them real money. It's costing them, we're talking about $111 billion is where we have the valuation right now of shares that have been traded just after this announcement happened.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No.
We didn't either when we were watching this day. That's the
problem. We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
And then
right.
You get into, right. As you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me also tell you about our friends at Augusta Precious Metals. Have you been saving a long time for retirement? Well, if you have, you've probably been really stressed out over the last year with interest rates have been skyrocketing, inflation issues, bank failures, and people that have actually lost some money in their retirement accounts. If you aren't invested and diversified in gold, you should check out Augusta Precious Metals. Augusta Precious Metals, they're just different. They'll even tell you if a gold IRA isn't your answer. They give you the facts about gold and precious metals. It's all about protecting your IRA and protecting your 401k in this crazy economy. And it's so important if you're in retirement or close to retirement because there's no time to make up losses. Now, if you've had those losses, you know what I'm talking about. So if you've saved $100,000 or more, take a look at their free guide that they'll send you, and they'll do a one-on-one conference with you to talk about your financial portfolio. Both are filled with economic insights, and their gold IRA info will give you peace of mind of knowing that, hey, you can protect your hard-earned dollars. 877, the number 4, gold IRA. That's 877, the number 4, gold IRA. Or visit AugustaPreciousMetals.com. That's AugustaPreciousMetals.com or 877, the number 4, gold IRA. Well, if you want to know how to screw up a apology, look no further than the Anheuser-Busch CEO. The Anheuser-Busch CEO went on TV to do a big interview to try to get Anheuser-Busch back on track. It was about as big of a disaster as putting a dude with a penis on a Bud Light can dressed like a chick for Women's Month, right? Yeah, it didn't go well. Anheuser-Busch CEO was supposed to go out there and help rehab the company. He did the exact opposite of that. The Anheuser-Busch CEO won't say whether the partnership with Dylan Mulvaney was a mistake. Bud Light, he went on to clearly say, it supported LGBTQ since 1998. He did the interview, and I'll let you listen to it, and you decide if you want to start drinking Bud Light again.
Given the moment we're in, this moment in America with trans issues at the top of a Republican social or conservative political agenda, knowing what you know now, if you could go back, would you send this can to this one person again?
There's a big social conversation taking place right now, and big brands are right in the middle of it. And it's not just our industry or Bud Light. It's happening in retail. It's happening in fast food. And so for us, what we need to understand is, deeply understand and appreciate, is the consumer and what they want, what they care about, and what they expect from big brands.
So this is part of why you're getting it from all sides, because I asked you, would you do it again? And people on the trans rights side of things, supporting that community, want you to say, yes, of course, we want that fortitude. And people on the right would criticize you for saying yes. So where are you on the issue? I mean, was this a mistake?
You know, Bud Light has supported LGBTQ since 1998. So that's 25 years. And as we've said from the beginning, we'll continue to support the communities and organizations that we've supported for decades.
But to be clear, he was just given the opportunity to say, hey, clearly we misread the moment. Clearly we overstepped here. Clearly our drinkers, we shouldn't have gotten so political. That was wrong of us to get so political. We should have just been a beer company that sells crappy beer, right? And we just bring people together to get hammered, right? We're fratty. We're everything. And the people that did this are no longer at the company because this is not a place or a space that we should be involved in. Like, we should be nonpartisan. We just sell beer. We should have stuck to that. And this was a big misstep for Anheuser-Busch. That's what he should have said. It was actually a really easy setup there. Like, it was so freaking easy. Like, this was not hard. This was maybe the easiest response that he could have ever had, right? Like, just, hey, this is not hard. And he could have said, you know, we clearly alienated a large part of our customer base. That was a big mistake. We should not have done this. The people that did it, by the way, he should say, are no longer there, right? That's something else that he could have said. These are pretty simple things. This isn't like a trick here, a Jedi mind trick. He could have just said it that way, and it would have been just fine. That's all you had to say, in fact. Like, you didn't have to say anything else. You could have just said that. But he chose not to. In fact, he doubled down. He didn't say they regretted it, and he didn't say they wouldn't do it again. And then he went back to remind you that we are huge supporters of the activist LGBTQ community and have been for, over a decade. And that's fine. I've always said this. When people tell you who they are, believe them. Okay? Like, just flat out believe them. Believe what they're telling you when they tell you. And I'm going to back this up, 15 seconds here to this moment. And I want you to hear it again. They're telling you this is a decision they don't regret. So believe them.
What they expect from big brands.
So this is part of why you're getting it from all sides, because I asked you, would you do it again? And people on the trans rights side of things, supporting that community, want you to say, yes, of course, we want that fortitude. And people on the right would criticize you for saying yes. So where are you on the issue? I mean, was this a mistake?
You know, Bud Light has supported LGBTQ since 1998, so that's 25 years. And as we've said from the beginning, we'll continue to support the communities and organizations that we've supported for decades. Mm-hmm. But as we move forward, we want to focus on what we do best, which is brewing great beer for everyone, listening to our consumers, being humble and listening to them, making sure that we do right by our employees, take care and support our partners, and ultimately make an impact in the communities that we serve.
So
No, we don't regret it. No, we don't believe it's a mistake. No, we're not going to say we made a mistake. We're not going to humble ourselves and say, hey, we really screwed this up and we really didn't understand who our customers were, or we took our customers for granted. You could have said it that way too. Like, hey, we were stupid and had somebody that's no longer at the company that made a horrific decision that we should have never been involved in. This is not what we should be doing as a company. We should be selling great beer, bringing people together, period. We should let other people decide on these issues. That is the exact opposite of what they said. So I go back to what I've said. Believe them when they tell you who they are at Bud Light. If you want to know why I'm not going to drink Bud Light, this is exactly why. I believe them. I'm listening to them. They're telling you they didn't make a mistake. They're telling you that this was a good decision. They're telling you that they might have done it again or might do it again. Maybe it's just the timing that was bad, but it doesn't mean that the belief or what they were trying to do is bad. I believe they'll probably do this again based on what he just said. Like, I'm going to believe him that they believe that this is something that they should have done. They believe, like, well, we've been doing this for 25 years. Right, we've been doing this for 25 years. We're not backing down. Okay, I actually do believe you. I think you're telling me the truth. Right, I think that not only are you telling me the truth, but I'm gonna 100% stand here and not think that this is who Bud Light is. Okay, this is who Bud Light is. Believe them when they tell you this is who they are.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this. That's the thing.
That's
the
problem. We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young,
were kids, and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
and then
you get into as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Dylan Mulvaney cut some Bud Light can and said he would do it again. He danced around every question and will not apologize. And if you want to know why the boycott is permanent, in my mind, this is exactly why. You have a former Marine, a former member of the CIA, who entered the business world about 15 years ago. And this was, I guess, the rehab moment, right? They were going to sit down, discuss the most recent backlash against Bud Light after the company sent a dude with a penis dressed like a chick, a can of beer with his face imprinted on it. Mulvaney first shared the customized cam in an Instagram video on April the 1st. And since then, the company has lost $20 billion in market cap, according to the most recent numbers. They lost more money yesterday, by the way. Because of those tremendous losses, the team at CBS pressed Whitworth about the decision to partner with Mulvaney. Quote, knowing what you know now, if you could go back, would you send this can to this one person again? Now, let me also explain something to you about CEOs, okay? You used to be a fiduciary, like, of the shareholders. You're supposed to protect, is probably the best way of putting it, the shareholders. Like, if I'm an investor in a company and you lose $20 billion because you're wanting to push an ideology, like, I'm going to be pretty mad as an investor. Your job for your investors, big or small, whether I have one share or millions of shares of your company, is to make good business decisions, right? Because I don't invest in a stock to lose money. I invest in a stock to what? To make money. That's what I do. That's what we all do. And when you see it this way, right? When you see what Anheuser-Busch has done, and they should have come out and said, hey, we screwed this up. Like, we really, 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 really screwed this up. To the point where the headlines are so bad, right? The headlines are so terrible. And in fact, I want to play for you a headline, okay? I want to play for you an intro. If you want to know how damning this decision was to work with Mulvaney, look no further than CNN. Listen to what CNN led on their newscast. Here it is.
So this morning, after two decades, a new top-selling beer in the U.S., Mexican lager Modelo Especial, was the top-selling beer last month, overthrowing Bud Light. There are a couple things at play here, including flat-out changing taste, but also the backlash from a social media post by transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney. See-
That's the headline. You've lost a position that you've had for how many years? Decades? Some of your drinkers weren't even alive. That's how long, for two decades, you've been the top-selling beer in the U.S. And you lost that. And so you go on TV, and you would think that you'd be like, yeah, I gotta fix this, right? I gotta fix this. You gonna fix it? Nah, hell no. No, I'm not gonna fix it. CNN said more than just that, by the way. When they did this, they went into a deep dive. And I'm going to play that part of it for you so you understand just how massive of a screw-up this actually was. And they know it.
Correspondent Christine Romans here with the details. Romans.
Hi there, John. Well, yeah, Modelo prevails, pardon the pun, over the King of Beers, dethroned here. Bud Light, in the most recent month, Bud Light's share of the market was less than Modelo. So it lost its top standing there. 8.4% of beer sales in May belonged to Modelo, only 7.3% Bud Light. So that is a big shift. Now, you're right, there's some changing tastes happening. And also, this is the month of May. There's Cinco de Mayo, and there's also a really clever advertising promotion campaign from Modelo. And changing tastes, analysts tell us that already there's been an affinity, a growing affinity for Mexican beer and spirits for some time now. So that's sort of a tipping point that you're seeing here. When you look at overall sales, though, sales for Bud Light down more than 24% in the month. That is kind of a staggering number here. And for Modelo, sales up 12.2%. So these numbers are telling a story. You mentioned the transgender influencer who had one customized can of Bud Light and did an Instagram post, and conservative media and conservative social media went on a very forceful boycott of the beer. And so that is one other kind of factor here at play. So you've got two.
By the way, it's not one other factor. It is the whole damn story. And they're like, oh, they just did one can with Mulvaney on it. You have put a dude with a penis on a can of beer dressed like a chick celebrating Women's Month. And then you didn't apologize and say you got it wrong. And then you didn't back down from it. So it's not the one can. It's the aftermath of the one can. If you would have come out and said, hey, we screwed this up, this is really bad, and separated yourself from the person that did the marketing decision, like this was a low-level staffer that did this, that was supposed to be reaching out to influencers, this was not coming from the top, we apologize to our beer drinkers, we made a huge mistake, the 24% wouldn't disappear. And by the way, this has nothing to do with Cinco de Mayo, okay? As they're trying to act like, oh, this is a two-tier thing. No, it's not. And when you keep giving us the middle finger every time we do something like this where we stand up for what we believe in, you're like, oh, well, it's really Cinco de Mayo. It just makes us dig in even more. go ahead and lie and say, oh, well, this is multiple factors that, well, there's really an affinity coming for Mexican beer. Modelo had no shot in hell of becoming the number one beer now or any time in the near future if it wasn't for people boycotting Bud Light. The 24% sales decline year over year, month over month, however you want to look at the numbers, is not because there's a new affinity for Mexican beer. It is because people are now choosing that beer over Bud Light, and because 25% of Bud Light drinkers are saying, we'll never buy your beer again unless you change course. Well, we now know they're not going to change course. They're not going to change course at all. And so they're not saying they did anything wrong. They're not saying they messed up. They're sticking to their guns. And that's fine. Stick to your guns. But we're not coming back. And when you lie to us and say, oh, well, it's a multitude of things. It's not really just the Republicans that did this or the people they alienated, their customer base. And you try to say, I'd sing it to mine, all this other crap. Like, you're just insulting us. And now we're going to not do it even more. We're like, you're hurting your brand even more. We're going to dig in even more. Keep listening.
Things happening. You've got changing tastes. You've got several months, actually years, of declining taste for light beer in particular. And then you have this social media fail, quite frankly, from Bud Light. I mean, a lot of corporate directors are watching what Bud Light did in this whole situation and finding a lot of fault with how it managed and behaved the situation from a corporate and PR standpoint.
Christine Romans, thank you very much.
By the way, if this all could have stopped, if the CEO would have come out and said, hey, this was a massive screw up and we are sorry, and not been afraid of the woke mob of the left and the LGBTQ activist community, all they had to do was come out and say, we really screwed this up in a way that you've never seen before. And we apologize. Now, do I think all 24% would come back? No, I think that, you know, time would tell and it could get a little bit better, right? It could have gotten a little bit better, but ultimately, okay, ultimately what this comes down to, ultimately what this boils down to is you have a brand that refuses to budge, and that's fine, but I'm never going to drink a Bud Light again with this brand being this way. Please share this podcast with your family and friends. Make sure you write us a 5-star review wherever you're listening to this podcast so that it will help us reach more people, and we will see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.